Hello, welcome to the fourth episode of the Non-Native Speaking here. And in this episode, I want to talk about my new vocabulary, which I get from a song of Robin Schulz called Sugar. So, I will not play the song because I don't want to get trouble with the copyright things. So I might just add a link on my website, the YouTube link. Okay, let's start. My first word is to tantalize. And in the lyric it says she knows exactly how to tantalize. So it means to give hope someone for something that's not actually gonna happen. So actually, you give hope to someone for nothing, actually. The other is, she's out to get you danger by design. She's out to get you danger by design. So, to be out to means to attempt, to try to get something. And by design means to do something deliberately. So she tries to put you on danger deliberately. The third line is, cold-blooded vixen, she don't compromise. So the cold-blooded means a cruel person with no sympathy. A vixen, actually, the dictionary says it's an old-fashioned word. It means a mean woman, an unpleasant woman. But I also read in Urban Dictionary that it might also mean a very sexy and attractive woman. And she don't compromise. To compromise means to agree on something. You agree on something, but you can't actually get all the things you want. You just have to give up something because you want to agree on something. I mean, you're not so happy with that, but you just had to agree with it. Okay, I had to pause it because I don't want to talk about all the words. So I just two words left. So the love how you entice. Okay, it means to persuade someone to do something bad by attracting him or her. To offer something pleasure, to persuade for something bad. Charming, alluring everyone's desire. So to charm and to allure, I think they both mean the same thing, because alluring also means attractive. An alluring woman is an attractive woman, I guess. Okay, here is the new vocabulary I have learned from this song. I enjoy learning vocabularies from songs, so I'm thinking of making podcasts about lyrics more often. Okay, thanks for listening to me. Bye-bye.